Gracious eternal Father, those of us that are here, those on the way coming, we pray you will hasten their footsteps. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that we sang to praise your name. Lord, may your name be glorified and exalted. We pray that our worship will be acceptable unto you, Lord. Bless the song leader and those that use the instrument. Master, we want to ask that you be with us as we go into this service, that your grace will bless the little portion of the world we'll look at before the prayer session. Lord, make it to accomplish your divine will and purpose in our life. When we come to the time of prayer, may you inspire us to pray also. Your servant that has gone to Dabri, we pray you be with him and make use of him as a channel of blessing to your people. Thank you, eternal Father. When this service shall come to an end, may we have recourse to give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. While we remain standing, let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. We'll read from, three places. Hebrews 6 verse 12. Said that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll read verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Finally, St. John chapter 14, verse 13 and verse 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. Shall we please be seated? For the few minutes that we have for the exhortation, I want to look at this title, The Right Mental Attitude. The Right Mental Attitude. Several places in the message, we hear the prophet always refer to this statement. He will say, I take you to record tonight or this morning, anytime, that the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. I'm sure we are conversant with that statement. It's one of the constant statements the prophet made when he's talking about God's promises. And in the Christendom, everything that a Christian may ask or may desire is already inside one of the promises that God has made. There is no request you can have, and there is no need you can have, and there is no desire you can have that is not in one of the promises that God has made. If you have any such, I can tell you that it will not be granted. If you have anything that is not inside the promises that God has made, there is no faith for it. Brother Abraham said, I believe that God can do all things. He can do anything. He said, but when I can find it written in the word, he said, then I am satisfied. Amen. So, having traveled this far and having come to, face situations, put requests before God, desires, and so on and so forth. Some we are able to get, some we are not able to get. And they stare us in the face. And the prophet is saying that he can put us on record. If it's in our language, somebody will say, I can swear that the right mental attitude towards anything that God promised, it will bring it to pass. And is there any person that does not want the materialization of their request or of their desires, their prayers being answered? Nobody. Then I think if there is a gap then between these promises that God has made and this condition that Abraham is attaching to it and our own request, if there's a gap in between that is not being met, I think it should bring up a question also in our heart. Then what is that? What really is the right mental attitude? If I have needs that is not being actualized and I'm hearing this be said in the word of God, I think I want to ask a question. Then is there an attitude that is right, that I have not shown forth, and that I should show forth? Because the prophet is saying that the right mental attitude towards any, he didn't say towards some, he said towards any of the divine promises that God has made, we bring it to pass. Then I think there should be questions in people's hearts. Somebody should tear a sheet of paper and write a question and say, what is the right mental attitude? So this will be too short a service to deal with it, but let's peep into it a little bit. Then maybe the Holy Spirit will take each one and expatiate it. But if it happens that in future we still feel led to come back to it, then we'll do. Let's look at a few quotes. The resurrection. Oh no. Show us the Father. Show us the Father, that was preached 1963. Paragraph 1963, June. Okay, you are there. Paragraph 140. He said, and I go on record, I say this about the word of God being a seed. If you can take the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God, it will bring it to pass. If you can get yourself in position to believe that that promise was to you. Now, this is one of the right mental attitude. Is that you've got to get yourself in position that this promise is for you. If you are not able to bring yourself to that position, you can pray from now till next year. You are simply wasting your saliva and your strength. First of all, it has to be settled in your heart that before God, from his heart, spoke this promise out, he had you in mind. And because he had you in mind, that is why such a need now arises in your life. And if the need arises in your life and you now go and see where it is promised, then the first thing you have to do is to position yourself. Okay. Now, because God knew that I will have this need, that is why he has put this promise here. Then you are coming in line of the right mental attitude. That is the first thing you've got to do. Amen. Let's look at desperation. It's preached just once, paragraph 98 and 99. Say, Anna, a barren woman in the Bible, she wanted a son. And she got to fasting for him. And she fasted and prayed until even the priest at the temple thought she was drunk. She was in such desperation with the rest of the women watching what kind of a bonnet the other one had wore. And you know how it goes. And the other one seeing what kind of clothes they had on and talking about the things going on the farm. But not Anna. She stepped right through the whole crowd and went to the altar. She had been fasting. She wanted her reproach taken away. Before she left home, something brought her. She didn't come for just the normal annual ceremony. She didn't come because it's just time to go to church or for that feast. She, through the years, she has carried that burden, that sorrow. She has carried that reproach. And it has gotten to a time that maybe she will want to call one of the children of Penina, who is her sister-in-law, to help her to do something. And maybe Penina will, at the same time, hearing her voice calling the child, call the same child, say, come here, I want to send you a message. Somebody that have child, first of all, have to send up with somebody else that does not have child. Until the children of that one know now that this woman is a laughing stock. No, the thing go from level to level until she could no longer bear it. She faced the husband, say, give me child. The husband said that, am I the one that can give child? Wait till be my own. Okay. So the time came around that the husband went and bought things and began to give to this one, give to the children. Just give one to the, because no children now. And she was sorrowful. All those things, you know, when you are in a condition, Satan too is somebody that will come around and begin to put Jara inside the thing. So, at this point, she knew that the only person that can understand her case is God. So, maybe we are going for that something. I'm not going there for anything. That is the only thing I have to settle. Whatever, if they cook anything, I'm not interested in the food. So, she was not going for ceremony of her feasting. When they got there, even the priest himself was enjoying himself and drinking and the rest of it until himself doesn't even know how to talk. At the end of it, she just stepped right out. Abraham said that the women were checking. Ah, sis, who helped you to sew this your dress? Sis, this your shoe. Ah, where did you buy it? Sis, this your hat. Where, how did you get it? Ah, this one is another tear. This one, no, it goes with women sometimes. We are not saying it is sinful, but this is Abraham talking about it here. So, but this woman came for something different from all that. So as the crowd was, she just went straight to the altar and continued the prayer she had been praying with fasting because she had a word in her heart. And while she was pouring the thing out, then the priest thought that now the service is closed and the woman is not leaving the altar. This woman have taken extra. Then the man went there and said that, woman, won't you at least go and get over this your drunkenness that you just come and stay here and begin to do mouth like whatever. The service is closed. Everybody is going to just do mouth like me and the service is closed. What are you doing here? Well, the woman said, sir, don't count your daughter for a daughter of Belial. Say, out of the grief of my heart, I'm pouring out my supplication before God. Then the eye of the priest clear. Say, okay, if that be the case, say the Lord God of Israel, that you have come to meet, grant unto you your heart desires. It was the right attitude, even when she was misjudged by the priest. She did not look at the priest in that way. But she was able to comport herself and center her mind on her request. Satan could have used that and said, look at even the pastor that you understand and help somebody to pray along. Did he not know that I have not been bringing child here? It's so unjust to collect the offering and be eating. See his neck, the way he has eaten it, so his neck is swollen up. He has joined with the head. Now he doesn't even know how to talk. Somebody is praying and the other, he don't have discernment. Look at what he's saying now. Is it the person that will pray and God will hear? If she has used that attitude, that would have been, she would have carried her body away back. And maybe even for life, she may not even have a child. Because anyhow it is, that man is still God's anointed. You talk anyhow to him, you get the judgment. But God was gracious unto her that the right attitude she continued. She said, your daughter, don't count your daughter as a daughter of Belial. And she softly present her request. Listen for another thing. The prophet said, what a difference it is today. It's almost a reproach to have a child. Then it was a reproach not to have one. And she got on her knees, and she never noticed the dignity of the temple. She never noticed the dignified priest as he walked out. She was in such distress till her tears was rolling down her cheeks. And she was crying in desperation. Oh, Lord God, give me a son. Give me a son. And notice, she wasn't selfish. That is another thing. When God had her and answered her prayer and gave her a son, she gave him back to God. Because that she was not willing to be selfish, after God had answered her prayer, he gave her a prophet. She was not asking for a prophet. She was asking for a son. A son is just a male child. And there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of male children that their name are not even reckoned with in the Bible. And they are given back to by Israelite people. But this woman, while she was asking for that son, it was with a desire that if you give me this boy, if you answer my prayer, I will give the boy back to you. Oh, God, look, is that what we do? Then I will quickly give you a prophet. After many years, there have never been a prophet. It was through her the first one came now. And it is said that during the time of Samuel, you can't preach the gospel today without referring to Samuel. Samuel's name remained indelible, and the name of the woman that gave birth to, of course, goes with the man. So throughout, because that she was not selfish, it is part of the right mental attitude that we are to take. Brother Abraham said that if you want to be healed, you have to go with God reason why you want to be healed. Wait, the time is not stopping. So now the prophet said, oh, that was an extra blessing. Oh, he's just full of them, those little extra things that he gives. Not only a son, but a prophet. And there have been no open vision for many, many years in Israel. Samuel, the first prophet, for many, many years, because a mother got desperate that she could have no children, and she was past the age of bearing, probably 60, 70 years old, and she prayed with desperation, she must have this child. What was it? God has spoke to her, no doubt. Amen. The Queen of Sheba. I was preached 1961, paragraph 7 and 8. Brother Abraham said, now instead of advancing on and see what God promised, we look back and see what some brother behind us says. Let's don't look back, look forward. Keep moving on. We have untapped resources. Jesus said in St. Mark 11:23, whatsoever, say what? If you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you said. No conditions. It's just unlimited. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Whatever. Divine healing, joy, peace, anything. That's an open check. But listen to this. See, now you say, Brother Abraham, what if we ask for something that for somebody's life to be taken or some evil thing? Brother Abraham is speaking to that. If this is an open chair, what about if I say, let this man die, like some people used to pray in their churches? Die. Prayer is going on. His fellow woman being there, says you die. So then Brother Abraham said, well, you couldn't really have Christian faith for a thing like that. It takes a Christian spirit to ask Christian things, to receive things from Christ. In other words, this scripture, this promise is meant for Christians that have the kind of mind that God himself have, that we never ask for anything ungodly. You remember in 1 Kings, I think chapter 10 or thereabout, when Solomon, as a small boy, was made a king, and God came to him in a dream, appeared to him in Gibeon and said, ask for anything you want to ask, it will be given to you. And Solomon said that, I'm a little boy, and just give me wisdom to be able to know how to go in and out among these your people, because they are great people. When God looked at his request, the Bible explained in there that because he did not ask for the life of his enemies, he did not ask for riches, he didn't ask for physical material things, what his request pleased the Lord. Say, okay, what you are asking, I will give you. The things you did not ask, I will add join it. You can see the extent to which God can go when we are in the right mental attitude. When we are able to put in the right plug. When God is satisfied that this person's request has met all the requirements. Amen. Always remember, church, God's words are true. I believe the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you can look at it in the right way. But remember, here has been my standard in life. I've tried to do this. The first thing, I want to find out whether it is the will of God or not. That's the first thing. Then I know if it's God's will. The next thing is my objective to it and my motive in doing it. You know, it's not all of us that went to school. You may want to ask, what is a motive? A motive is the reason behind what you are asking or what you want to do. That is the motive. There is a reason. Objective is what you want to achieve by it. What do you want to achieve with it? And what is the reason for asking? All these are things that you have to clear up, because you are dealing not with a fellow man. You are dealing with the creator of heaven and earth that knows the reins of the earth, every detail of you. He knows your yesterday, he knows your today, and he knows your tomorrow. So, when you are presenting your request before him, all these things have to be clear. When they are clear, then you have, there is nothing that is impossible for a believer to get from God. Because the promises that God has made, he has made a full deposit for all of them. He's not going to go and be looking for the resources to meet them now. They are already deposited. Can a person ask all of us to come for a check? And then, if he's a human being, as he's writing the check, he's looking at the balance. As he's writing the check, he's looking at the balance. that the money is reducing. So, maybe at the time we start writing post-dated ones. God doesn't have put this post-dated check. The day it is presented, that is the day it is available. If your faith collects it that day, you will get it that day. Because the deposit have already been made already. Amen. Then, if it is the will of God, and my objective is right, and my motive is right, I have faith that it will be done. But, because first, it is the will of God. And what is the will of God? The word of God. Right. And my objective is to glorify him, and my motive is to give him all the glory. So, there is no selfish motives about it. If you have a selfish motive, it won't work. If your objective is to make money for yourself or something, why? You will never succeed. And then try to do something outside of the will of God, then it won't work to begin with. Amen. So there is genuine faith. But you must come into the real channel of God to have that genuine faith. There is human faith, then there is the faith of God. And you must have a godly faith to believe. Now, then to have a godly faith, you must have the mind of Christ in you. Then that is how God projects to you visions, revelations, and all these things comes by the mind of Christ being in you. You get it? Is the prophet asking, it's not me. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Amen. All right. I'm looking at the time, it's running very fast. In the message expectation that was preached 1961, March 8, paragraph 13 and 14. I'm not going to read because time is running out. Abraham was saying that if I talk with somebody, you know, in America, how they make their covenant and whatever is handshake. When they shake hands, we in Nigeria, we didn't see anything in that thing. You shake my hand, what does that mean? You can shake hand 10 times or 20, 100 times, it doesn't mean anything to me. You have to put it in writing and put your signature, attach your ID, do everything, if possible, snap photo with what you have written safe. So that in case if you die, your child will not say, now you write this one before I can believe you. That is how Nigeria is. But he's talking the way America does. Say, If you cannot take my word, after I said it and I shake your hands, to them, what it means that I really mean it. Then the prophet is saying also there that if you cannot take God's word, which means for you to take God at his word, to believe that what he has said, he meant it, then you cannot get anything from him. Brother Abraham told us that one day somebody said, he prayed and said that, you that mountain, oh yeah, remove, trying to look at the scripture, and be cast to the sea. And then, he said the next day I came out of the window, he said I look at the mountain, he said just as I expected. He said the mountain was still there. Is he a believer? He's a non-believer. He didn't even believe that thing before he even say it. Say, just as I expected, the thing was still there. So, he didn't even believe what he is trying to practice. And God's promises are not meant for such people. It's only for those who believe. Anyone that believes it, he will see it materialize. Amen. Oh my. Now, the prophet said in the message, the unchangeable God working in an unexpected way. Let me quickly read this. And now the word of God written in the Bible, from paragraph 53 to 56, they are short, short paragraphs. The word of God written in the Bible is his word to us. And every promise has the same power of creation behind it that God's word did at the beginning. The same word, the same man that spoke, let there be light and there was light, is the same one that spoke the things that are in the Bible. Because every word in the Bible is taken as God's own word. And Abraham said, he has the same quality as the one that he spoke in the beginning to create the word. He has that same quality. Amen. And every promise has the same power of creation behind it that God's word did at the beginning, if we believe it to be the word of God. Depends on where the seed falls. That is, it depends on your heart. It's where Abraham is trying to. If it falls into ground, a ground that can create a moisture or a nourishment around the promise of God, we bring forth every promise the Bible made. Why? The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God, we bring it to pass. If you just look at it and take care of the word just right, because the infinite God spoke it, God's word, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Oh, we ought to rest upon that divine promise of the Son of God, who said, both heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. There is a resting place for the soul. And Jesus said in the word, Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. But sometimes, when God performs something and does something that we ask for, yet we don't, it comes in an unexpected way, or sometimes in an unexpected place, or at an unexpected time, but God will answer in his own way, if you will just believe it. You must believe it, accept it, and then don't take it back. Hold on to it. Lay hold on it and say, this is it. God said it. That settles it. If God says so, that's finished. No matter how long, there might not have even been one molecule come into existence when he said, let there be for a word, but he is eternal. After a while, become molecules and atoms, and it come up because he said it to be that way. Amen. Abraham pointed us to some people in the scriptures, but we are going to pray now, so we don't have time. But in the message, I perceive that you are a prophet. Abraham talked about some things that took place in that sermon. That was where a blind girl lost his daddy. I was saying that somebody helped me to look for my father, and then, or somebody helped me. That's what she was shouting. And Abraham was trying to find his way after he has gone to pray for somebody in the vehicle. Then he was trying to find his way to the platform. And then he was hearing the child crying, somebody help me, somebody help me. My father, I lost my father. And Abraham said that, but somebody should be able to help that little girl. But nobody was helping. Everybody was there for their own. So Abraham was trying to press towards that direction. Then a man, he said, that man was large. He said, quit pushing. He was warning Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham said, yes, sir, I hear. Then when he said, then Brother Abraham started, I said, quit pushing. He said, sorry, sir, I hear you. So finally, Brother Abraham was able to find his way close to the. Then Brother Abraham said, what are you looking for? He said, I lost my father. Say, where did you come from? I come from Memphis. Say, Brother Abraham said, I can't see any Memphis vehicle here. I don't know which one is which. He said, the guy said, you know what you helped me to do? Take me to the healer, then I'll find my father. Then this is something else altogether now. Brother Abraham said, take me to the healer. He said, did you mean you believe such a thing like that? Say, yes, I believe. Then she was giving testimony of why she believed. Then Brother Abraham said, you know what? I'm not healer, but maybe you wanted to see me. Say, let us just pray. The girl grabbed Brother Abraham. Say, don't pass me by. Brother Abraham said, just cool down, just wait, we'll just pray. And immediately Brother Abraham prayed for her, the eye opened. Then the man was watching Brother Abraham. He just waited there. The leg of that one as to say like this one, and he was using a stick to walk like this one. The man watch you and let them finish. I say, you are Brother Abraham, I know you. He said, you won't pass me back. Don't you see the way I am? He said, I have wife and children and they need me. But see with the way I am now. Twisted. The Brother Abraham said, did you believe? He said, yes, I believe. Then he said, then hand me your cane. Then he gave a cane to the prophet, the leg come from. Then the man jump up like this. Then he walk away. When the people around that place see what has happened, and not just to know that the person they are trying to go and rush is right here with us here. Brother Brown said, as at that time, he didn't have good clothes on like he has now. He said, the suit he was wearing was the suit that his brother gave to him that had been patched and there that was torn. This is the suit he used to use his right hand to cover where he has passed so that people will not see, and he used his left hand to shake people and say, excuse this left hand, say it's close to my heart. But the real reason is using the left to shake people is because he's covering a torn suit. Brother Bram said, when that happened, he said people that their child was sick, they were just stressing their child over people to just touch the cloth of the prophet. Brother Bram said, that ragged suit, he said, as many as touch it, said they were healed. He said, because they were coming at the right mental attitude. They were showing the right mental attitude. They were displaying that they have faith. They are not looking at the man, but they are looking at God that made the promise. And if that God has come so low and close to them like this one, what are they waiting for a long queue for? It is right here, and they were getting it. Brother mentioned matter. Having the right mental attitude. You have to understand how this right mental attitude work. And if you can gather them together in several other places and then line them up and use them to examine yourself and now look at your requests and your need and now see if there is any of them that might be blocking your receiving your request, that is how to deal with the issue. I don't believe in just shouting at me. You have to look at the root of the problem, because the main thing is for you to get solution. God is not a mean person that we have to look for how many donkey years before we get to. That we have to be looking for, so I'm be trusting God for this one for donkey years and it's not. May the Lord be merciful to us. When matter came, and she heard that Jesus had come. Brother Abraham explained in several sermons. Normally, if it is today women, they will never go and meet Jesus. Because before he take his missionary journey, their house was his abode. They were the one feeding him. And the very person that was the breadwinner is the one that was sick, who he claimed to be his friend. And when this very friend, you claim to be your friend, was sick, they sent to not one soul. They sent to him the first time. The messenger said, we saw him, we delivered the message. They sent to him the second time. The messenger said, we saw him, we delivered the message. And he was going further and further. After the man had died, and 4 days has come, then he now started walking and he's coming. If it's today, then what is he coming to do? Bury herself in no meat. When the man was sick, he didn't show face. Bury herself, he did not attend. So what do we need him for? Everything has finished, and so let it go his way. Let him go and look for where he'll be putting up, because he has ended his tenancy here. See, even the clothes is wearing, I am not the one that made the clothes for him. The man is an ingrate. Because of him, we left our churches. Now people are making jest of us now. We cannot, in his church we join, no favor there. The old one, we cannot go there. So what is the use of being a member of his church? You can see the whole thing now. All this did not come into the mind of matter. When the master comes, the master has come. These are people that believe that there is reason for everything that happens. She ran to go and meet Jesus. And when she got there, he said, Master, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even that expression alone shows the confidence and the faith and the revelation they have about his ministry. And Jesus said, your brother will rise again. He said, yes, in the last days, as you have taught us, I'm the resurrection and the life. She sent again to call Mary, that in case you are not aware, the reason I ran from the house is because the master is called. Oh yeah, the master is calling for you. Come, let us fellowship start again. He said, show me where you bury him. They go there. Say, roll the stone. Say, ah, well, do that area, because it's 4 days. Today is the 4th day we are burying him. You know by now what will happen here. Say, but did I not tell you that if you believe, you see the glory of God? Ah. So, what you are saying before is that even after 4 days, that I can see rise now. Say, I'm the resurrection and the life. Then they roll the stone. The reason he allowed them to be the one to roll the stone, they have to show their faith. They have to show if they really believe it. Brother Abraham said that God will never do what you have to do. If we do his own part, you must do your own part. And when they did, in few seconds, the man was on his feet. That one, we cannot explain that one until we meet in eternity. Because where the magos that have been coming in and where they disappear and go, we don't know. How the nose that was falling in come out again fresh. Even the sickness that even killing, that one was not even to even be mentioned now. Because the person they are now looking at was several months back before his sickness. Fresh, strong body. Fine, handsome. Again, sun and healthy is the person they are now looking at. So medical something does not even come in now. Whether we use drug does not even come in now. All those things does not even come to mind. The right mental attitude. Let us not just follow this message for academic something. When you are following his statement, find out if there is a word that you needed to break down more so that it can be clear. Because that is when you actually understand the message. And until we get the real understanding, there is no how our faith can rise up. As simple as that statement is, mentioned from the beginning of the ministry of the prophet to the end of it, the right mental attitude. And that is the only thing that can hinder us receiving anything that we ask from God. The right mental attitude. Then it is time for us now to start the message and find out what are all the right mental attitude. Is there any area that I have not been able to take the right mental attitude somewhere? Then put your need and then see. First of all, you must believe that that promise is made for you. You must know that God promised it is in his word. And your motive is right, your objective is also right. You must know that God is not a failure. When you put all these things together and you examine yourself, why are you asking for this blessing? Is it because you are just entitled to it? But Abraham said, the man that came to the temple to pray, that beat his chest, he was coming in the right atmosphere. He's coming in the right channel. And he talked about another sister too, who was saying that, I'm not worthy to come and see your face. He talked about the centurion. All these are right mental attitude. People that approach God, the way they approach him, get God's attention and make them to have their request. May the Lord expatiate it further in our heart and give us revelation and understanding of these things. Let us bow our heads. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. It's a statement of challenge that the prophet keep hammering and bringing throughout the ministry. I think it is time for us to examine those areas and see whether there is anything there that could hinder any of our desired blessings from God. The things that God promised, they are already available. He's not going to travel anywhere to look for them. They are already available. Ready. Then, if they are, if God is more willing to give us the desires of our heart, why are we not having them? Why are we not receiving them? Why is the difficulty then? Why is the problem? Whatsoever it is, God is equal to the task. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Won't you check yourself tonight? Won't you then examine yourself with it? We heard of Anna's case, Martha's case, and several others in the scriptures. They have their requests because they are able to have the right mental attitude towards God's promises. This is our time. It's our time to get the blessings. It's our time to have our desires. It's our time to have our needs. It's our time to receive our requests, our petition. It's our time. Let's see how did Anna got his own request. Look at the characters. How did this person get his own in the scripture? What did he do that he was able to get his own? Can't I get mine also? Is God partial? Is he not being gracious again? Has his mercy left? Is he not showing forth his mercy again? His mercy endureth forever. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet said, if he ever does anything for the first time on a certain condition, if another person go and meet him on that same condition, he says he's obligated, he's duty bound to do it also for that person. Oh, the prophet will go to Italy and signs and wonders will be taking place there. But I was reading today, he went somewhere, said this person, you, this is what is, and these are people, they did not even go to church. They are not even asking, they did not even pray, they are not even praying, but they are human beings. Does God's mercy unto them? Where they went to eat, they just jammed somebody also that also came to eat, and yet they receive blessing that money can never buy, right in the place. The one with cancer, the one with other things, right at the eatery, they were having their request. And that same God is right here with us. He's alive today as he ever was. He said, whatsoever we ask in his name, he said, I will do it. He's talking to Christians. If we are his children, if we are Christians, then we should have our requests. We should have our petitions. We should have our desires. Because we are acquainted with his word. We know what his word said. And we know that his word is his will. So we are privileged to be able to ask according to his will. Then we check our motive. We check our objectives. What is the reason why we are asking? What do we want to achieve when we get it? Do we have respect for God? Do we have respect for his word? Do we have respect for his people? We must assume that we are nothing without God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise that God has made will bring it to pass. God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my sister. Hallowed be your, blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ, we pray faith and thanksgiving. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. While we still continue in prayer, but to close this session, if you have a need or a desire you want to be remembered in prayer, you just signify to God that the Lord will remember you. The things that we have said, the things that we have read, apply them to yourself, and the Lord will see to it. Gracious Eternal Father, Lord, we are yours. We are your children. It's for our sake that you ask your prophet to store this message, that we will have need of it. You have also told him, O God, that this message, Lord, light upon light will shine upon it. Revelation will come, Lord, one after the other. We thank you for how your grace has helped us to this point. We are so grateful. Thank you for so many things we have received of you. Sometimes even some things we receive without even asking. Just because of your mercy, we are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we know, O God, that you have answered many of our requests. You have granted so many desires. You have solved so many problems. You have delivered us from so many evils. You have healed us several times. You have delivered us from so many things, O Father. And we bless your holy name. Quite a number of us, you are filled with your spirit. We thank you very much. Righteous Eternal Father. But Lord, knowing that as long as we are here on earth, we remain a needy people, having need of one thing or the other. It could be spiritual, it could be physical, it could be material, it could be health, it could be financial. And your word said that you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name, dear Master Jesus. We have searched, O God, from your prophet tonight, Lord, that the things that we have need of, there should be nothing that will stand between us and those things. If we can have the right mental attitude, we will have our request. These few that we have spoken this evening, we ask that the pillar of fire, we expatiate it further in our heart. Lord Jesus, we just pray, dear Master Jesus, that you will give unto us a wider revelation about this things, Heavenly Father. If there be any area that the enemy is hiding, may you expose him, Heavenly Father. Give unto us, O God, divine victory, O Father, over every tactics of the devil. Help us to have the right mental attitude. Lord, make our heart a heart that is fertilized, Lord. A heart, O God, that have a good atmosphere where your work can germinate, Lord. Let it be there, Father. Uproot every unbelief. Uproot every doubt. Help us, O Jehovah God, our attitude towards every of your word will be the right in Heavenly Father. Let it be, dear Father. Search our heart. Search our motives. Search our objectives. If there be any of them that is contrary to your word, thou art a consuming fire. May you consume it out of our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the way you help those people ahead of us, that you help them to be, Lord, straightened, O God, stabilized, standing right, with the right objective, right motive, O Father, Lord, in the right atmosphere, Lord, until they were able to receive their request. Help us in like manner, dear Father. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are the one, O Jehovah God, that is to carry your word further in this our day. Dear Master Jesus, we are your witnesses. We are your children, Lord. Whatever happened to us, happened to your name, dear Father. We pray, dear Master, that you will walk upon us, dear Lord. Operate on our faith, Lord. Every doubt, may you scatter it, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. As we continue in prayers, let there be signs and wonders in our life. Let miracles take place, Lord. Let mountains be dissolved, Father. O God, if there be sicknesses in the body of your people, Lord, you are a God that have made that promise. Lord, that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospering. May everyone here prosper in health in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, King of glory. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Father. Those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, O Father, Lord, with this little admonition, Lord, may you search every heart, O Father. Let there be testimony thereafter, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Let's listen to this written request as we continue in prayer. Shall we pray? Our righteous eternal Father, we are grateful and we are thankful unto you for your grace that brought us together this evening for this midweek service. Lord, we have not come in vain, because we have promised that when we are gathered in your name, we'll be there in our midst. And Master Jesus, we know, Lord, that you have blessed us, O God, through the little exhortation. We have received blessings from you. This time of prayer, we have not spoken to fellow human beings. Neither have we spoken to the governor or the president, who can promise and fail. Lord, but we have spoken to you, the creator of heaven and earth, who bid us to come unto you, and you are not a disappointment. You are the only one that have the resources to meet the needs of everyone. Every other power, every other person will fail because they will lack resources. Because your resources are unlimited, and you have made deposit, complete deposit for everything that you put in your world. It's just for us to come and take them. Dear Jesus, the faith that we have need of, the grace we have need of, all that we have need of to be able to enjoy these precious promises that you have made for us in your world, both spiritual, physical, material, financial, earthwise, whatsoever it is, your word have told us that you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. We pray, dear Father, that you give unto us all that we have need of to enjoy these promises. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Take away doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away fear. Take away double-mindedness. Every instrument of the enemy, may they vanish from our hearts. We appreciate you, dear Father. Lord, for safe delivery you gave to your daughter. We are so grateful and we are thankful. May your name be glorified. Lord Jesus, while we are asking, O God, that you will strengthen our sister and the baby, the others, O God, that are still expecting, may you see them through also. When their own time will come, may we have the same glorious testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. And as many among your daughters everywhere that are trusting you for the fruit of the womb, may you remember them, dear Father. Take away their reproach, Lord, according to your word. It is written in your word, O Father, that there will not be anything barren among your children. May you grant it unto us, Father. Thank you, King of glory. Lord Jesus, some of your servants that will be away and people that will travel this week, O Father, we ask your presence will go with each one. May the purposes of each of the journeys, be it spiritual or physical, may they be accomplished in righteousness. May you protect us in our going and coming. May your blessings be upon the services that will be held. On Sunday, when your servant, O God, Lord, is coming from Lagos, we come. We pray, therefore, you bring him safely. May you shower your blessings through him, O Father. O God, give us special blessings, dear Lord. Prepare us, O God, Lord, each one of us for each of these services, O Father. May we not just come up as the Father. May we come with expectation. May we come prayed up, O Father. Help us to come at the right time, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Every sick and afflicted, we pray that your healing power will be upon each one of them. You have paid for our, Lord, good health on the cross of Calvary. When you said it is finished, both salvation and healing for the body is finished. And Lord, after all this, there are benefits that still accompany them according to your word. Every benefit that accompany your death, burial, and resurrection, may we enjoy all of them to the fullness of the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Individual requests that have been written and we have read, O Father, and we have committed them into your hand, O Lord, may you attend to each of them. May each one go believing and expecting that, Lord, they will have the manifestation of their desires. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, O God, for being with the pastor the church has gone to. Lord, as long as you be going there, may you constantly be a blessing unto the people. And may they not take it common, O Father. May they take this word and enjoy it, O Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. You are the one that brought us tonight. When we'll be going home, we depend upon you for your protection. Take us back home safely. The rest of the week, may we enjoy it, O God. On Friday is the last Friday of this month, O God. Lord, which we are supposed to have a Lord's Supper. We pray that you will bless us, O God. Make it a blessing to us. As many as you partake, if there be any that will not partake, we pray that you walk upon them, Father, and make them ready for the next one. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's listen to this announcement. So this is to inform everyone that collected Agapo tablets to bring them to church next Sunday for important updates. Please note that failure to update may lead to total shutdown of the tablet. Please note that you should charge it and come with the charger from the officers. This is the last week, and this Friday is the last Friday of the month where we normally have the breaking of bread. So I don't think there's anything stopping it. So let's have it in mind that Friday, instead of the tape service, is going to be a communion service. 5 o'clock, we sit, and then the normal service on until we finish the breaking of bread. God bless you richly. It's not news again. We have put it on the WhatsApp group, and also through the prayer request that Sister Amo gave back to baby boy yesterday night. So we are grateful unto the Lord for safe delivery. We hope that maybe by tomorrow she should be discharged. And then let's pray for her and the baby for strength and good health. God bless you all. Shall we rise? When I consider, I'm trying to see what number it is, the works of my God. When I consider the works of my God, how great thou art. Oh, when I consider the works of my God, the moon and the stars, the power that is truth, the sheep and the ox, oh, the beasts of the field, all of these wonders make me know that is how great is our God, how great is our God, how great is our
and said I will lead you, put your trust in me. He used a prophet in many a ways to show for his greatness in these our days. He never changes, he's always the same. So worship and praise him. How great is our God, how great is his word. Oh, he's a greater one, he's a greatest one that ever was had. He rode back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you, put your trust in me. He used our prophets in many our ways to show for his greatness in these our days. He never changes, he's always the same. So worship and praise Him and love His name. How great is our God, how great is our God, how great is His worth. He's the greatest one that ever was had. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I will leave you, put your trust in me.